It is time for the most revolutionary, visionary, and creative segment in sports talk radio history. And that is six games against the NFL spread, including the Commanders and the Bears. We pick the Commanders game every week. And six teams ranked one through six, top through six. No committees, no honorable mentions, no BS. Let's do it. All right, here we go. The Washington Commanders pick will be coming up shortly. Ah, you thought I was going to give it to you then. You were wrong. First up, the Tennessee Titans. Ugh. They are not good offensively. I think we all know that, right? The Tennessee Titans stink offensively, and their defense is being asked to do way too much, and they're losing games. But I don't need them to lose. I need them to play tough. And I think they will play tough enough. Detroit's been rocking and rolling over everybody. Jared Goff's been over a 140 rating the last 3 weeks. All-time NFL record. The game's in Detroit. But something tells me Tennessee loses. But can you lose by 10? Because the number is plus 11. Give me Tennessee plus the 11. Game number two. The Miami Dolphins get Tua Tagovailoa back. Hopefully, he's healthy. Hopefully, there's no issues. Hopefully, you know, there's no problems. The Arizona Cardinals did beat the Chargers late on Monday night in a very physical game. But they have a short week and a long-ass road trip from Arizona to Miami. Give me the Dolphins minus the four over the Arizona Cardinals. Game number three in our Super Sunday six-pack. The Atlanta Falcons. God, dude, I trust them last week, and boy, did they throw up all over themselves. I have no idea why I'm trusting them again, with the exception of no Chris Godwin, no Mike Evans, Tampa on a short week. Their defense is a disaster. And Kirko's got to play a little bit better than he did last Sunday. Bijan Robinson's been a bigger part of the offense. Give me the Falcons. Minus 2.5 at Raymond James and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Game four. The Green Bay Packers have been on a roll. Give me them on the road. Minus the four over the Jaguars. Another team, they won last week, but they had to come home from London. London to Jacksonville is not forever, but it's still 5.5-6 hours. Long road trip. They're not that good. We know that. They're not that good. Okay, you beat the Patriots. Congratulations. Give me the Packers minus the four over the Jaguars. Game number five. I rarely like to lay big spreads, right? Just logic, common sense, tell you really hard to win games by 11 points or more in the NFL. Well, while I didn't do it with the Titans and the Lions, and I think for good reason, I will do it with the Denver Broncos, minus 10.5 at home against Carolina. Carolina has ruled out Andy Dalton, so that means Bryce Young. No Adam Thielen and no Deontay Johnson. And their defense is still decimated, and they're horrible in Denver and everything in between. If Denver doesn't cover the minus 10.5, that's as much of a slam dunk as you're going to get. I'm sure they'll lose the game outright. Pick number six. The Chicago Bears and the Washington Commanders. 425 Northwest Stadium on Sunday afternoon. We still don't know, obviously, as we've talked about all afternoon about Jaden Daniels. But even if Jaden plays, we don't know how effective he's going to be. We don't know if he's going to get injured. We don't know anything. This was going to be a really, 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 really tough game to play. The Bears with Montez Sweat. And the E&E boys at linebacker, Edmonds and Edwards. And Jalen Johnson on the back end. And even though they're banged up elsewhere in the secondary. And with all of their weapons on offense, Roma Dunze. The receiver that kicked their ass last year that went to Maryland. Oh my gosh. DJ Moore. Huh? and Caleb Williams and their running back game, which is versatile. Even though their offensive line is a little helter-skelter still, and even though Caleb can turn the ball over, unfortunately, guys, and I'm rooting for me to be wrong, I'm okay with me being wrong, I've got to go with the Bears minus the 3 over the Washington Commanders. So give me the Titans plus 11 in Detroit. Miami minus 4 over Arizona at home. Atlanta minus 2.5 in Tampa over the Bucs. Packers minus 4 over the Jaguars in Jacksonville. Denver minus 10.5 at home against Carolina. And the Bears minus the 3 here in Landover against Washington. And real quickly, running through my top 6 picks, 6 teams rather, 1 through 6. Again, no BS honorable mention like some people do. No committees like some people do. I don't have money to make a committee. I don't know where these people come up with their resources, but I don't have it. Maddie, do you have 2 nickels to rub together for a committee?
I have a single dime that I use to pick the...
to pick games.
Yeah.
And the coin often outbit picks a lot of other people, right?
Well, I guarantee you it's going to outpick someone this week because they never turn their picks in.
I wonder who you could be talking about. I wonder who you could be talking about. Now, we'll find out next week. The 6 teams in a row in the NFL. The Chiefs, number 1, of course. Only undefeated team. The Ravens, number 2. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. The Detroit Lions, number 3. The Green Bay Packers, number 4. The Pittsburgh Steelers, number 5. And did the Washington Commanders get back into the top 6 after slipping out last week after the loss against Baltimore? The answer is no. The Houston Texans are number 6. So in order, the Chiefs, Ravens, Lions, Packers, Steelers, Texans 1 through 6. I don't love the Texans. I think they're eking by in a bunch of games, but I like them slightly more than I like the Washington Commanders, who would be in my honorable mention if we had a stupid honorable mention.